Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Egypt's new civilian president, Mohamed Morsi, has called on Egyptians to rally behind him after he removed one of his country's most powerful military men from the leadership of the armed forces. It is a significant moment. President Morsi says that his decision to replace Field Marshal Mohamed Hossein Tantawi has been taken in the interests of the nation and its people. Joining us now is Sebastian Usher, Arab Affairs editor for our partner, the BBC. Sebastian, is this some kind of settlement that was negotiated behind closed doors?
We really don't know that. I mean, first thing to say is that it's a big surprise. I mean, Egyptians that I've spoken to were not expecting something of this scale to happen. There's been a power struggle that's been brewing between the new president. He's from the Muslim Brotherhood and the military from before his election victory. So, you know, we've been expecting there to be a showdown, but this is quite breathtaking what happened. The assumption is, and what one is seeing and hearing from Egyptian sources, is that some kind of complicity, perhaps not necessarily with Field Marshal Hossein Tantawi and Sami Anan, the chief of staff, the two main people who've been replaced, but with other members of the military council who've now taken their places, that they presumably were feeling that the military has lost the image that it had. I mean, when President Mubarak was toppled more than a year ago, the military was hailed as the saviour of the uprising, but they didn't turn their guns on the protesters when they were asked to. But since then, there's really been one disappointment after another as far as Egyptians are concerned. And some of it has seen the same kind of scenes on the streets with armed forces shooting at civilians that President Mubarak was on trial for. So the military's image has suffered hugely, and this is a very popular move within Egypt at the moment. So the general assumption is that other members of the military at a very senior level have decided that this is the way to go, and it's in collusion with President Morsi.
What does this tell us about Morsi as a president?
Well, it tells us even more than we've been learning in the 6 weeks since he took over. I mean, he wasn't regarded as much more than a cipher in the election campaign. He was a surprise choice after the first candidate of the Muslim Brotherhood was disqualified. He wasn't seen as charismatic, he wasn't seen as particularly forceful, he wasn't seen as his own man. But from his inauguration speech, when he broke away from the kind of stultified tradition of Egyptian leaders, all of whom had been from the military up until this point in any case, and spoke directly to the people and talked in very passionate terms about unity and inclusivity. Now, those are just words, but the way he did it was a break from the past. And he has made moves already against the military to diminish its power. And this clearly is the biggest that he's made so far. And it seems to be that he's taken the opportunity of failures in the Sinai in the past week. There was an incident more than a week ago when 16 border guards were killed by Islamists. A terrible setback for the military. There were many sackings at a high level, and this seems to be a continuation of that. So Morsi seems to have set himself out as a strong political leader. Now it will have to be seen whether he will stand apart or whether the Muslim Brotherhood, which many people in Egypt still fear, will become more and more the dominant force in Egyptian politics.
Sebastian Usher, Arab Affairs Editor for our partner, the BBC. Thank you very much for getting us up to date on Mohamed Morsi and the recent firings of two top-level generals. Thank you.
Thank you.